contempt.
Hit him with a little ghetto gospel. Those who wish to follow me,
I know sometimes
my ghetto gospel I welcome with my hands.
But hey,
and the red sun sings at last straight to the hills of gold.
Stiffen up that up.
Peace to this young warrior.
What you crying about?
Without the sound of guns.
Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad when I'm gone. But I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see it sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more crying, wipe them tears. Daddy's here, no more nightmares. We gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. World we got in this world, when it spins, when it swirls, when it whirls, when it twirls. Two little beautiful girls looking puzzled in a daze. I know it's confusing you. Daddy's always on the move, mama's always on the news. I try to keep you sheltered from it, but somehow it seems the harder that I try to do that, the more it backfires on me. All the things growing up is daddy that he had to see. Daddy don't want you to see, but you see just as much as he did. We did not plan it to be this way, your mother and me, but things have got so bad between us. I don't see us ever being together ever again like we used to be when we was teenagers. But then of course everything always happens for a reason. I guess it was never meant to be, but it's just something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is. But no more worries, rest your head and go to sleep. Maybe one day we'll wake up and this'll all just be a dream.
My ghetto gospel, those who wish to follow me,
I know sometimes
ghetto gospel I welcome with my hands.
But hey,
and the red
daddy
sun sings last straight to the hills of gold. Peace to this young warrior. Without the sound of guns.
It's funny, remember back when you and daddy had no money. Mommy wrapped the Christmas presents up and stuck them under the tree and said some of them were from me, cause daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas. I sat up the whole night crying, cause daddy felt like a bum. See, daddy had a job, but his job was to keep the food on the table for you and mom. And at the time, every house that we lived in either kept getting broken into and robbed or shot up on the block. And your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it. And I know it hurt so bad it broke your mama's heart. And it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart. Mom and dad was arguing a lot, so mama moved back on the Chalmers in a flat one bedroom apartment. And dad moved back to the other side of 8 Mile on Novara. And that's when daddy went to California with his CD and met Dr. Dre and flew you and mama out to see me. But daddy had to work, you and mama had to leave me. Then you started seeing daddy on the TV and mama didn't like it, and you and Laney were too young to understand it. Papa was a rolling stone, mama developed a habit, and it all happened too fast for either one of us to grab it. I'm just sorry you were there and had to witness it firsthand, cause all I ever wanted to do was just make you proud. Now I'm sitting in this empty house, just reminiscing, looking at your baby pictures. It just trips me out to see how much you both have grown. It's almost like your sisters now. Wow, I guess you pretty much are, and daddy's still here. Laney, I'm talking to you too. Daddy's still here. I like the sound of that chair. It's got a ring to it, don't it? Shh, mama's only gone for the moment.
My ghetto gospel, those who wish to follow me,
I know the
ghetto gospel I welcome with my hands.
But hey,
and the red sun sings last straight to the hills of gold.
Stiffen up that up.
Peace to this young warrior.
What you crying about?
Without the sound of guns.
For the past 2 years, I put out a fucking album.
Lord, can you hear me speak?
Arrested. Got out. Got off. Turned up to the album. My life on blast. My life is intense.
I got to get my
private life. My private things and my public life is real. We're all together a lot. To be original and to let people know that I have nothing to hide, and in doing that,
contempt,
maybe put a little too much of my personal life out there. So now it's like, fuck it, I can't stop now, I might as well, whatever. It's writing about what I know, and yeah, I guess now it's really opening the curtains, and like the show is really begun.